Hi, I'm John Graydon. Since 1976, I have been teaching martial artists as a labor of love. I mean, let's face it, most of us did not get involved in the martial arts professionally so we can make a lot of money. That doesn't mean that you cannot make a lot of money. And when I opened my school in the mid-80s, I started to explore how that could be possible. I made it a point to start traveling to the most successful schools around the country to discover what was it about their system that enabled them, A, to produce top quality students, and B, earn a very high income. I think that was very critical, and frankly, I wanted to join that group, and I think you do too. That's why you're here. And what I discovered in visiting these schools was very interesting. The schools that were the most successful were the schools that had a tremendous focus on black belt. These schools focused everything in the school, from working with the student all the way up to their management style, on using black belt as a metaphor for personal excellence. First off, you have to realize, A, that you want to run your facility as a private school. It's not a gym, it's not a fitness center, it is specifically a school, and the goal of that school is black belt. Why is that? How important is your black belt to you? And here's an imaginary proposal. If I could give you $50,000 and you had to return to me your black belt, all that it's done for you, the impact it's had on your life and the people around you, would you do it? I didn't think so. Most people wouldn't do it. So why, if black belt is so important to you, and we realize the power it can have on us individually as martial artists, would we design a school that did anything else but help people get to that black belt and share that vision? Why would we run the school in such a way that we end up chasing everybody off in the first 4 or 5 months because our program doesn't help them get to black belt? It chases them off instead. So A, number one, top of the list, is to run your school, just as the word implies, as a private school. One of the most prestigious private schools in your community. Black belt is the goal of the training. So you refer to black belt as the degree. You go to college for a 4-year degree. You go to USA Karate for a 4-year degree also. It's called Shodan, first degree black belt. And of course, it doesn't stop there. There's advanced training, just like there's advanced training in college through master's programs. We have a master's club of our own. So it's very important that your entire program is run very much like a school. Now, we've got 600 students. There are high schools that don't have 600 students. I have friends that have 2,800 students. There are colleges that don't have 2,800 students. So in reality, these guys are indeed running schools. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to sacrifice your martial arts values to run this place. If anything at all, you're going to create a program that's even more congruent with your values as a martial artist, since it's going to have mandatory exams, it's going to have mandatory class attendance, you're going to be able to monitor the attendance, and the steps that we'll describe to you on how to run a black belt school will really give you a stronger sense of control in the running of your school. The key theme throughout the whole program, you want to make sure your students can defend themselves, but number one, top of the list, personal development over physical development. Let me expand on that for just a moment. A good black belt school interfaces the classroom and the skills that are being taught with the life of the student. We use the metaphor black belt excellence or black belt attitude. Our goal is for you not to become just a black belt in karate, but become a corporate black belt, a black belt employee, an academic black belt. We use black belt as a metaphor for personal excellence. So a child is not taught to just clean their room up. They clean their room up like a black belt would do it. How would a black belt sit in the chair at school when the teacher is talking? Now, is that a very powerful metaphor to use with children? This has been the most effective tool in reaching our students and committing students to long-term martial arts programs and long-term goals in their training is from day one, instilling in them a desire to become a black belt, to indeed be like a black belt.